All right, we're back on with Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle, and I appreciate more of your time talking some ice fishing today.
Oh, always a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Well, you mentioned several lakes that were doing very well, and I want to go back to our last outdoor report. You actually referenced some big walleye, which kind of took me by surprise. Did you say that was on Johnson Lake, first of all?
Yeah, that's Johnson Lake, basically the city lake right here in Gwynn.
And you're actually hearing about large walleye, not a lot of them, but a lot of large walleye right now. If you could kind of talk about what you're hearing is working there.
Yeah, actually, that bite was going on last year, too. Some anglers were getting some nice ones out there. If you're going to be going for the walleye, you pretty much target them like you would on teal or little baity knock. Most anglers are going to be using just a jig and wrap. A lot of fire tigers, any of the emerald shads work really good, tipped with a minnow head, and just jigging them hard, just like you would really on any of the other lakes, and or just your standard tip up with a sucker, minnow, or a shiner.
All right, let's go to Little Shag. You were talking about chasing trout there, and you got a few, but you've been hearing about a pretty good bite for bluegill and perch as well.
Yeah, anglers I was talking to have been coming in. Actually, that lake's been getting fished quite a bit, so really good reports there. But they're kind of just scattered in with the trout. Out there, my buddy and I, we use tungsten jigs. Seems like the hot tungsten jig, which we've got some more on order, are the clown. Everybody wants the little clown tungsten jig, so those seem to be hot out there. Him and I personally, I was fishing 8 foot, he was fishing 25. We were a few feet away from each other, so there's a few big breaks there. And I was using wax worms. He was using wigglers, so that seems to be the main bait of choice out there. It's going to be your wax worms or wigglers. But, yeah, small tungsten jig and just marking them right off the bottom, and they're all kind of scattered in together.
So are you fishing them not suspended there then? They're actually hugging the bottom 5 feet?
Yeah, that's what we noticed. And from the other anglers I talked to when we went out there Sunday, it was just kind of a lull. And we were marking one or two marks off the bottom, weren't sure what they were. It seemed like the bite really picked up that half hour before dark, and then it ended up just being rainbows that were hugging off the bottom that finally got active and were suspending up. So, you know, with my Vexar jigging a little bit above them, trying to raise them, but yeah, during the day hours, they were just really just hugging that bottom there.
All right, well, if you don't mind, I know that you got your finger on the pulse for other big spots around the UP, and one of the hot ones right now, Munising Bay, seems to have firmed up quite a bit over this last 5 days and that polar blast we got. So what are you hearing from Munising Bay?
Yeah, I'm hearing anglers are getting out of Sandpoint now, so there is ice there. Be cautious, as always. The big lake, you know, the ice is always shifty, but I'm hearing around 6 to 8 inches, and then as low as 2 inches. So don't get too close to the open water, but the bite out on Munising Bay this year has been very, very good. Lots of whitefish, splake being caught. A buddy of mine who goes out there quite often saying that the smelt are in now. So, and he's going out at night. He's getting a few burbot at night. Hot ticket there seems to be the red or orange single spawn eggs, which we do have in stock. Or a wax worm. Seems like lots of anglers like the Hallie jigs or a Swedish pimple, something with a little chain off of it. But yeah, I'm seeing lots of fish being caught out there. Not great size on any of them, but all keeper limits, and anglers are definitely going home with a full amount of fish.
Nice, nice. All right, well, quickly, you got 30 seconds. You can recap what you're hearing for Little Baity Knock.
Yeah, Little Baity Knock's doing a lot better than last year. I haven't gotten out there yet. I'm going to be getting out there in the next week or two. But, yeah, I'm hearing good reports getting off of Kipling, getting off that first reef there, and they're finding the whitefish are moving in, big whitefish. They're getting walleyes, they're getting perch, they're getting pike, and they're all kind of mixed in the same area. And I gather that the whitefish are moving in over there because I think this year the smelt are going to be back into the Days River and maybe even the Rapid River, because I heard last year that people were getting them up into the Manistique. So the smelt fishing might be coming back in Delta County. So that might be a nice little thing, but good report. Little Baity Knock. One person might do well, the next person might not. So don't give up. Just keep trying, and jigging wraps, minnows, and wigglers out there.
Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle, thanks for all the intel, and we appreciate you sharing it with us today.
Hey, guys. Stop in, see us, and thanks for having us on the Outdoor Show, Adam.
This is the Outdoor Show.